Vayter in Shas, we are above Metzia Daf Chaf Dalet, picking up on Chaf Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. 8 lines up, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up, next part of the Mishnah, last part of the Mishnah, and that is where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, what did he say? Shimon Elazar said, Kol klei anpuria ein chayiv lachas. Any klei anpuria, you do not have to announce, you don't have to make any sort of whatever it is. You can go out and you can keep it. What's a klei anpuria? I'm glad you asked. This is going to be my anpuria. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kelim chadashim shel svasan ayin. It's a new kelim that the eye hasn't yet satiated. In other words, you don't recognize it well. Rashi says, "Dain lo hurgal b'riyasam tashmishan shei makirin yafe." You still haven't gotten clear. You don't see it and like recognize it so well. V'loshan anpuria nutrikan ein parai. What's loshan anpurian? Ein anpurias ein paraya. It's a contraction of there is no proof over here. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Is be simin if there's a simin kilos vasanayin mayavi. If there's a simin there, what does it make a difference if you don't recognize it or not? You have a simin. Idles be simin if there's no simin there, kilos vasanayin mayavi. How does that help even if you recognize it? Says gemara li olam dales be simin. Talking about a case where there is no simin. The nafka mina. How exactly are you going to get anything from it if there's no simin? Says the Gemara, La dure letzurba merbana, to return it to a surba merbana, a young Torah scholar, with his recognizing savasa ayin kimle begavayu. If you recognize it, then he's sure of it, and then mohadrinolein, you're going to return it to him. Ki lo savasa ayin, when he doesn't have it well, in such a case, lo kimle begavayu, he's not certain about it, then lo mohadrinolein, you don't go and give it back to him. There are three things that a Tamil Chacham will change their words in. And if they change only those three words, then we're going to trust them with everything else. And what are those three things? B'mesechta, b'puraya, u'b'ishpiza on the beep. What's mesechta? Rashi says that let's say someone comes and says, do you know this mesechta well? Do you know you're holding in it? Then you say no, even if you do. Why? Because of anava. And what about puraya? That's if someone says, hey, were you mishamish mitascha? Then you say no, even though it's true that you did because of tznihis. And then beep, turn the page, u'b'ishpiza. And that's the idea of having a guest. If they go and they ask, oh, was this guy a good host? You know, is he the type of guy who should hang out with? The answer is that you say no, even if it's good. Why? Because if you go and you say that, yeah, he's a great host, and what's going to happen is you have people that are not muhuganim, the people that are not fit, they're going to come to all the time, and they're going to eat him out of house home. My nafkamina, what comes out from this? We're going to return to him his lost thing with his tevias ayin. If we know that he hasn't changed his word, except for these three things, then we give it back to him. But if he changes his words and other things as well, well, though is he a liar, then we don't give it back to him. Marzudra Chasida, story time, Ignavle, Casa de Caspa, de Miushpiza. He had this kli shel ushpizu. He has this, like, you know, people in his guest room, this, like, it was a Casa de Caspa, a silver cup, and it was stolen. And what happened? He saw Chazi Elahu, Barbi Rav, he saw this young budding Talmud, the Mashi Yadei v'nagiv b'glima d'chavrei, that he was washing his hands, and then he dried them on the clothing of his friend. And he said, Amar hainu hai d'lo ichpaslei amamod d'chavrei, this is the one who doesn't care about his friend's money, that's the one who stole it. Kafte, so they tied him up, and he admitted to it. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Moder Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he's going to be maskim, that he agrees that if you have a case, but kelim chadashim just fals an ayin, that if the new kelim, but they already satiated, the eye is satiated, you have to announce it. Velim kelim chadashim shalos avazayim. These are things that kelim chadashim the eye doesn't know well. Sheinu chayv la'achiz, you don't have to go and announce, we can keep it. Kegon bade machtin vitzinoyos. It's a bade, we can see what the word means in the middle, in a minute. We see it means some sort of holder, like a branch of a tree, and they keep the needles there, and forks they use to spin a golden thread. That's what Rashi says. Machrozos shel kardumos, and strings of axes. Remember we saw machrozos shel dagam, machrozos shel kardumos of axes. They don't really know it well yet. Okay. Kol elu sh'amru. All these that we said, emes ha'mitar, when is it going to be mutter to go on to keep it? If you found it one at a time, it's only one. Simon found two at a time, you have to go and announce it. The minion have a simon, because the minion is called a simon. My body, what is body? The Gemara, body is shochei. Rashi says, nothing shall elam branches of a tree. What are they called? Bade. Davar de talu be mide. This is something with things are any type of thing that people hang something on. Bad correlates. It's called a bad. Kiahu switcheroo and agosa grove here. Kiahu damrina na. So like we say over there, the Gemara in Sukkah brings down Rashi on daf mem dalam abeis. So the Sukkah gabi arava by the willow. By the willow that... What happens? Talking about on Shana Rabbah, they would take this willow and they would beat it. Now the Gemara says that over there, that one leaf on one stem is enough. And over there it says also of Nachman, right? It's got to be three. Finally, the point is that they go and they say that Gabi Arova Shenoshu Miksas Alev and Ishayu Bas Shlosha Olim Lachim Vigid Army Afilo Ola Echa Bebad Echa Ksher. That's going to be something which is going to be kosher. That's where you have that Lashem done. V'chein Hayu Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Omer. He would say, Hamatzil Minari. Somebody goes and he steals something from a lion. Umina Dover from a bear. Mina Number from a leopard. Mina Bardalus from a bardalus, which Rashi says is the type of thing that he likes to kill geese and chickens. Umin Zuto Shoyam Umishluliso Shalnar. The overflow of the ocean or the river. Hamotzi Bisratio Patio Gidolo, or someone who finds it in a highway, an open area, very big open area. B'chomakum Sharab Mitsuyim Sham, or the area where everyone is found. Rashi says, I feel Dover Shishpo Simon, even though there's a Simon on it, but a lot of people found it. You get to keep it. Why? Because people are going to be massaged from it. It's in this huge area, this open mishus type of thing, or it's stolen from a lion or from a river. I'm never going to get it back. They give up hope from it. Kikam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. When is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar talking about in this big open area? You can go and keep it. That's Barov Kananim. When only if it's majority Kananim, Goyim. If Barov Yisrael, lo. You can't keep it if it's Barov Yisrael. Odelmar, maybe he doesn't say that. If you Barov Yisrael, Nami Amar. He says that. You get to keep it. And in Tim Solomon Field Rav Yisrael, Nami Amar, and if you want to say to get to keep it in Rav Yisrael, plea your abundant alay, low plea, do the abundant argue on that Shita, Rashi says Bitarvayu, in both of these cases over here, whether it's Jews or non-Jews, low plea your, they don't agree, and they don't argue, and they're also masculine that you can keep it. There's a lot of people there, even if there are Jews over there. V'yem tim salomar. And if you want to say pligi, that they're gonna, the Chachamim actually argue with the Shimon Elazar, Berov Yisrael vade pligi. That's where they would for sure argue when this majority of them are Yidden that are found over there. Berov Kenan and pligi. Do they argue with this majority Goyim or low pligi or that they don't argue in? V'yem tim salomar. Pligi that they can argue feel berov kenanim even when there's majority non-Jews over there you can't keep it halacha kamosa halacha shimon lazar and halacha kamosa does he get to keep it or not emtim salom halacha kamosa when say halacha shimon lazar davka berov kenanim is it only the case with the majority of the Jews the people that are found this kenanim or feel berov yisrael or if you want to say the majority of them are Israelites then even over there he's going to. The lach is going to be like him. Toshima. Let's try to break down and get the answers. Hamotzi mo, someone who finds money, but about the kinesis, but the majoshos in shuls or in but the majoshos. V'chol makom shav mitzuyim shem, any of the places where many people are found over there. Hari el shalom, the guy gets to keep it. Mipneisha b'ayel misyashem, because they gave up hope from them. Oh, look at that. Man shamet lei, those about ruba. Who's the one who says we go by ruba? What does it mean ruba? Rashi says klomer shaholech b'din mitzia achar tam rabbi mitzuyim shem. We go according to that logic because there are many people there. Rabbi Shimon. Lazar, that's a Rabbi Shimon Lazar, right? Who says that you get to keep it if there's many people over there. So we see that the price of Mustimi also. And the Shamat Mina, what do we see from here? Clearly that a Philip Rabbi Yisrael, Nami, even the majority of people there choose. Rashi says the Stampa to Kenas is Yisrael, right? Because majority of the shuls over there, there's going to be Jews there. Says Gemara, no, not necessarily. It's not a Raya. Hachamai Skin, maybe we're talking about Mifuzar, and we're talking about where the coins are in the shul there, but it's all Mifuzar. Rashi said, for Abundanahi, Demodu, but Mufurazin, about a mask when it comes to Mufuzarin, when it's Mufuzarin, when it's scattered. It's not most Mufuzarin. Hari Shalos. Therefore, it doesn't even have to come on to this idea of the majority of Jews, Miriam Goyim, etc. Most Mufuzarin is going to be yours. In fact, the Gemara even Mufuzarin, if that's what you're talking about, my area, Mukum Sharab Mitsum Sham, why even bring in the whole issue when there's many people there? Feel any Rab Mitsum Sham, even if there aren't many people there, still it's going to be yours. Like, so. You'll be able to go keep it. No shaykhis. Ella, we're talking about where it's actually all stacked up. It's all bundled. And you have a sim in there. We're talking about, but the Ganesha Shukananim. We're talking about Beskanses of a guy, right? It's a Sifas Makum, Shemiskansen, Sham, Lisiais, Ulisvai. That's where people go and they meet to get advice and to go out and to gather together. So. you can't bring a rai over here that are talking in the case of majority are Jews. In fact, the Gemara, what about them? Just make lemmer. What do you find? It makes sense about the bit to Knessios. You can say that's where they gather. But Bati Midrashis, what do you say about that? Base Medrash for Goyim? It doesn't make any sense. It's going, no, Bati Midrashis, he done it. It's our base Medrash, the also Kananim, but their Kananim is sit there. Rashi says, Shehein Chutz La'ir, and Moshivin Shem Kananim Lishmor. It's out of the city, and they have Kananim there in order to guard it. These are the security team. Hash to the Osis La'achi. Okay, now that's how you're explaining it. The Bati Knessios Namidan, you could say the Yasu Bubu Kananim. The Kananim is sitting there, and they are guarding it. And therefore, you don't have a Raya again. So that's right, because we're talking about a place where it's majority of Goyim. With their guy over there. So as let's try again. Toshima Motzabaveda. This is a Mishnah in Machshirin. If you find over there in Aveda, Rashi says Mishnah here beside the Taharos, Taharos, Beir Shisol, Kananim, Darim, Bab, Mesechus, Machshirin. You have Jews and guys that are living over there. Imrol, Visol, Majority of Israel. Then we found the lost thing over there. Chayv Dachos, you have to announce it. You have to make this announcement. Imrov Kananim, you know, announce, like, here you hear this lost object. Imrov Kananim, most of them are Goyim. Edo Chayv Dachos, you do not have to make an announcement. Man Shammat Lay Da'amar Azlin Abbasaruba, who's the one who says that? Rabbi Shammat Lazar, he's the one who says it. Therefore, it comes out clear over here. That what? Shamed Mina, we learn from here. Kikam Reb Shimon ben Elazar. What does he say? But they can go and keep them. There's a lot of people there. That's Barov Kananim. Barov Yisrael, but a majority of them are Jews and low. You're not able to go and keep it. Says the Gemara, Ha Mani, who is this? No, maybe not. Amar Rabbanani. Maybe we could say that this is actually the Rabbanan who argue on Shimon ben Elazar. Tifshot Mina. Says the Gemara, Tifshot the Modler Rabbanan, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Barov Kananim. Well, at least let's learn from here then that the Rabbanan are Maskim Shimon ben Elazar in a case where the majority are Kananim. That's where you're going to be able to keep it, even according to Rabbanan. Okay, says the Gemara, Varaya, Ella, Leolam Shimon ben Elazar. Really, the Mishnah, if you're going with Shimon ben Elazar, Field Barovi Solonami, and even if majority of Jews over there, you get to keep it. So what's Pshat over here? Why does the Mishnah say that he just announced it, he finds it in a place where there are Jews? What's going on? It's the Marv Hakamay Skinun Bit Tamun. We're talking about a case where it is hidden. Says Rashi, given the Tamnu Lava Veda, since it's hidden, it's not considered an Aveda. The Hilkach Barovi Sol Yachris. If it's the majority of Jews that are there, you have to go and you have to announce. In fact, the Gemara Ibit Tamun, we're dealing with a hidden object, the Maya Vidite Gabe. Now, what's he doing by him? In other words, how did the finder get it? Well, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Matzah Kli Ashba, and someone found that there was some sort of a Kli that was Matzah Kli Be'ash. You found the Kli in the garbage. Then, Mechusa, if it's covered over, meaning someone put it over there and they actually hid it over there. Most of Rashi brings from later on, Mechusa lo yigabo, the angel of Veda Shem Musar Aleh, below Tucha le Salim de Mishtamerhu. Right, so Mechusa lo yigabo is back in the Gemara, don't go ahead and touch it because it's not considered like it's lost. Megula, if it's revealed, if it's open, then not telemachas, you couldn't take it, and you announce it. So if it's hidden, then why'd even take it? Because I'm a papa, the Gemara says like a papa. We're dealing with a ashpa, a garbage pile that generally doesn't get cleaned up. Rashi says, "Shenu suy lefanos regilim hayu baylam lanicha yamim rabim v'lo lefanos miyad." They would leave it there for a while and not take it. V'nimachale lefanoso, but the owner decided to go ahead and clear it up. He wanted to get rid of it. Rashi says, "V'nimachale lefanoso miyad v'alkarcha o itlano oye hefker." Either take it, it's going to be hefker. Lachi nakat shenu suy lefanos tiyosu lefanos avidim midati. If it's going to be cleared out, it's called avidim midas. Shaya lo lachosh shami if takes his reward, maybe it's going to be lost. So v'nimachale lefanoso wants to change your mind. Hachanami here. Also, we can say we're talking about a thing that was found that was mixed up in a place where Ashpashanos or Lefanos, a place that's not going to be cleared up, and Nimachale Lefanoso, and they changed their mind, they decide they're going to go ahead and they're going to clear it up. Beep, turn the page. Anyway, so Chav Dalar Mabez, that's why they had it in their hands in such an instance. And in this particular case, that's where Shimon ben Elazar are going to say that in an area where the majority of them are Yidden over there, they have to go, you have to announce it. Because he buried it and didn't want, you know, it wasn't Miyash. But if you have majority of Kananim over there, they can keep it. Because we assume that to it belonged to. Beep. You can say, really, the mission is going to a banan. Says Rashi that this mission in Machshirin is talking about what? Ubesha'eno tamun velo tifshot minan the modele of Kananim. This is really a case of the Rabbanan. And it's not hidden. And don't say Lotishim in the Modeler of Kananim is going to be Maska. Mikatani Hain Shalom. Why? Because the Mishnah does actually say that they are his. All it says is that you don't have to go ahead and you don't have to announce it. Says Rashi, the Kevaduva Kananim, the majority of Kananim, Dilma de Kananimu, Vishalo Nami Lohavia, De Lo Azerban Basarub and Mamona. Since the majority of Kananim, Mepor to Kanan here, and Vishalo Nami Lohavia, you can't say it's his. The law is here, Abana, Basar, Ruben, and Mamona. We don't say that you go by the majority over here. V'yaniach, what you do, you should put it on the side, leave it there, V'yasi Yisrael, let a Yid come, V'yav, V'yisimna, V'shakel, and then, oh, in other words, what does that mean, V'yaniach? It means bring it in and hold on to it. V'yasi Yisrael, when a Yid will come, and then he'll go ahead, and V'yav, V'yisimna, V'shakel, he'll go give a simon, and then he'll come and he'll take it. Okay, let's try. Let's continue trying to figure this out. Toshima, 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 Dom Rabasi. Matzah chavas yain, let's say you find a barrel of wine. Be'ir shuva kanan in the city where the majority are goyim. Wateres misham mitziah is going to be mutter because of the issue of mitziah, says Rashi. De'ina chayev la'achri, you don't have to go and announce it. Vatsur abanav, it's going to be awesome abanav. Rashi says, uklamei parachim kain ma'heta yesh b'mitziyasav. So then what heta do you have? You're not going to get any anav from it, because why? Maybe if yain netzach over here. So if it's awesome to get any anav from it, then why should he go and take it? Ba yisov anasam basimin, and if Yid comes and he comes and gives a simin for it, it's going to be mutter to one who found it for drinking it. Rashi says, now it's no longer an issue of thinking that it's yayin of Kananim. Yayin Nesach. We're not worried this is an issue over here. It's the mutter for them to drink it. The cave of the Ruba Kananim, it's Yayin Shabbailim. Since the majority of our Kananim, this Yayin Shabbailim, and I would say that it was his. We say now it's no longer a problem. Yayin Nesach. Mutaris Bishtia Lamotza, the person's letter who found it, let it go and drink it. Says the Gemara, Kiman. This statement that Rav Asi just brought up over here, but Matzachov is be Yayin, be Ir, etc. This whole thing we just said. Who is he going like? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's going to be Shimon ben Elazar, who says that if the majority of them are going to be, that if there are a lot of people there, then you get to keep it. Shema Amina. We see it actually goes like him, that you can keep it if the majority of them are Kananim. Kikam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What do you see? Shema Amina. Kikam Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Barov Kananim. But we sell, no, only the majority of Kananim, but if the majority of them are Jews, then no, you're not going to go and keep it. Says Gemara, what? He's saying even the case of the majority are Jews. V'Rav Asi, he goes ahead and he makes a distinction whether the majority of them are Yid and the majority of them are Goyim. Savala Kavasei Bechada, means he holds the Kishon Malazar in one area. If there is majority of them are Kananim, Upolagale Bechadi argues in another area that a majority are Jews. So we don't know exactly what Rabbi Lazar or Shimon Lazar really does hold. Now, since we know this wine is going to be Asir Ba'ana, Muteris Mishum Mitziah Lamai Hilchasa. The fact you're saying it's Muteris is a Mitziah, what exactly going to help you? You can't do anything with it. It's Asir Ba'ana. Ravashi Lekankana, in reference to the kakan, al tistakel masha bifnim ela kakan. That's a little joke for those who understand what I just said. Anyway, the point is just for the barrel, you get to keep the barrel. At least you gain something from getting this barrel. Story time. Ahugavra, there was a man, Dashkacharba Zuze. He found four zuz. The tzayr bizdina was tied up in a sudden in a sheet. And Vishadu Benar Biran, it was thrown into the river Biran. Rashi says, Umashlichan Mushlachin Benar Biran. That's what happened. They threw it in there. Also, the Kamita of Yehuda, they came from Rav Yehuda and said, what are we going to do with this cash? Amalui said to them, Zil Achris, go and make an announcement. In fact, the Gemara, I'm Vaha Zuta Shel Yamu. This is a case of like the ocean coming and taking, which we're allowed to go and keep. So, Gemara, no. Shining Har Biran, Kaven Demiskil Lomi Yayish. This particular the river, science. They set up traps in that river for the fish to get caught over there. He knows that this object is not going to go too far, and eventually they're going to go out, they're going to be finding it, and therefore he's not going to give up hope. Frank the Gemara, Varuba Kananim Nidu. But this type of thing, the majority of the people there are Kananim. Shema Amina. What did we learn from here? The fact that you have to be machris over here, even the majority of Kananim, and Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Philber of Kananim, the is not like him, even if the majority of them are Kananim. Says we're no, Shani Narbir, that's different. The Yisrael Sakhule, because it's the Jews that are making the dams over there. Rashi Shikorin Nenas Balaz, Kamo Usi Shikhar Agami Nefesh. And they're the ones who do it. The Yisrael Karlin, it's the Jews that go ahead and they're the ones who are also going to be cleaning it out. The cave in the Yisrael, Sakhule, since it's the Jews that are doing it, Emer Yisrael, then we could say that it fell from a Yid. The cave in the Yisrael, Karli, and since the Jew is cleaning it, Lomi Yayish, he's not going to give up hope from the fact that happened. Rashi's Shakur Yimtzayim, the person who's going cleaning up, he's going to end up finding it. Story time. Rabbi Yehuda have a shock of also basrei the mar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was following after Shmuel. And they were walking by a place where there was a shuk where they sold types of cereals. Rashi says, Shemokim Sham Chitim Ktushim Ladaisa of Rabim Sum Sham. They sell cereals there and everybody, many Rabim there. Amalei, so he said, Matzakan Arniki. Let's say somebody found a wallet in this area. Ma, what's going to be the din? Amalei, Ariel Shalai says they get to keep it. Ba, yourself and us about Simon Ma. What if it comes and gives a Simon, what's the din? Amalei, he says, Chayav the Haxis. He has to go to give it. The guys give you a Simon. Tarti, he says, what? Both of these are true. What's going on over here? In your first din, you said, if I pick it up, I get to keep it. In your second, you're saying that if he gives a simon, I have to give it back to him. But if I get to keep it, then that means it's over. So what's going on? How could both of them be true? Amarlay, he says, back to him. Lefnim Mishur Sadin. The second thing I said, that was beyond the letter of the law. You know, if you want to go out and be a good guy. But you actually technically do not have to give it to him. Story time. Ki hadavu ad Shmuel, like the father of Shmuel. Ashu chani chami bid madra. He found these donkeys out in the desert. Adrina lamarai, he returned it to them. The boss of Trace Yachi Shata, after 12 months, 12 months passed. Rashi says, after he found them, it was 12 months later, the Fdimish says that it's above and beyond letter of the law. Story time number two. In a row, Rava have a shakal v'azabah sidra of Nachman. Rava was going by Rav Nachman, but shook at the Gidloi. By a shuk of Gidloi, Rashi says, Ratzanim, those are people that work with leather. And some say it was a market of the Rabbanim. Amalei, so Rava said, he said, Rav Nachum, what's a Kanan? If you find a wallet of your mouth, what's the din? Amalei said, you can go and keep it. I bought you someone else than Simon. What's the din? Amalei, he can go and keep it. Right? Even if the guy goes to Simon, you get to keep it. Valo, Omer Vitzoveach. So he says, but isn't he standing there and screaming? And I was just like, it's mine, give it back to me. He can go and he can cry over his house that fell. If his house falls down, he cries. What are you going to do about it? Or his boat that sunk. It's lost. What do you want to do? So you can go and go crazy, but that can help anything. You can keep it. Rash says, Of Shakarn, a vulture. Okay, a vulture. For who lush and daya. There was this vulture that came and took meat from the marketplace. He threw it. He threw it between the decals, the palm trees of Bar Marion. Also, the Kameh de Rav Dabai came from Abaye. And Amalei Abaye says, Zil Shkolin Afshach. It's okay. You got meat falling from the heavens. You get to keep it. I have a Rubadisol Ninu, but we're dealing with over here. A majority of the people here are Jews. I mean, no, we learn here that Allah Krabi Shem and Allah, I feel Rabbi, so you get to keep it. So it's going to know, not a rai. Shiny Dio, this type of animal is different than a normal case. The Kizuto Shayam Dami. This is considered like Kizuto Shayam, where the ocean came and just swiped it, which then the person's going to go ahead and be Miyash, and therefore you go ahead and get to keep it. I Vamar Rav Basish Saman Ayan Osir. Don't you know that Locha? Rashi says Shaman Niskalap Nivela, this buster that leaves your eyesight, and therefore you don't know if this is really kosher anymore. It's gonna be Osir to go and eat him or how can it be gave it to him? Says Gamara, but Omid Vero we're talking about kids. Bar Marion was standing and he saw it from the time he picked it up until he threw it between his palm trees. Okay. He found that there was a shechted baby goat. They matter him to have it, to eat it. They matter him because of Mitzia, that it was something which was found. And he has to denounce it. Mishum shchita, Rabbi Chananya beno Shir Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The time went to the Brisa. Rabbi Shavdalo Gidayo v'Tarna Gol. If somebody lost his baby goats or his chickens, v'Halach Matzon Shchut, and he found that they were shechted, Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be Oser because maybe the shchita wasn't good. Chananya beno Shir Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Matir, he says no, it's going to be mutter to go out and you're allowed to go and chat down. Amar Rabbi Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said that it's Oser. That makes sense. Kishamatzim ba'asra. You found it when it was in the garbage, right, where they would throw things that were done not properly. Rashi says derech nevela shulchamash. So it's a normal thing to throw them in the garbage. And v'divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Yosef Yosef Glili, because he wants some bebayis when it's found in a house. And therefore, when he said one, it's no good. He meant it was in the garbage. When he saw that it was, he said it was good. He said must be talking about it was found in the house. And therefore, it's good to go. Miditiro. Now miditiro lo mishum shchita. The fact that they matted him to because of shchita must be ruby son of the majority of the people that are Yisrael. Shabbat me now, because if not, we get guy did it. Who knows if it's good? Then it's definitely not good. Shabbat me now. Look, I'm Shimon and Loz. I must be like a Philip of Yisrael. You get to keep it. It's not a raya. I'm a Rava, Rov Kananim. It's a majority of a Kananim. The Rov Tabache Yisrael, but majority of the Shlachtim, right? Of the ones that do the Shchita, the Shochtim, are Yidden. So Heilig to die, it's a present Neshamot from Yidden. So if we can go in and keep it, he can eat it. Because of Shechta by a Yid. Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargios Shchutos means very delicious. He found Pargiot, delicious. Gozlos, small like pigeons. He found them before between Tveria and Tzipori. Also coming to Ravas, he came to Armelel, coming to Ravyochan, Armelel, Midrashav, Armelel, Zil Shkol and Afshis. Go, take it for yourself. Enjoy them chicken, enjoy them food. Rabbi Yitzchak Navchashkach Kibura, he found Kibura. The Azli Bey Azluye, says Rashi, what is this? Matzah Pakiosel Tavai Lemichmoros. He found over there this type of string that was there that people that would the trappers would use and make nets out of it. Also came from Nachum Yochanan came from Yochanan from Amalav Bei Mizusha, and some say came to Beis Medrash from Amalav, and they said Shkol and Afshach, go and take it for yourself. Majority of the area is Goyim. We go to give Shimon ben Elazar that you get to keep it for yourself in such a populated area of Goyim. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.